from the Madison Roseburg studio, KQE and weather, partly sunny this afternoon, gradually becoming sunny, a high of 47. Patchy fog tonight, otherwise increasing clouds down to 32. Morning fog tomorrow, clouds gradually becoming sunny and 46. And on Sunday, 40% chance of rain later in the day. Clouds and a high of 51. And we are only at 40 degrees now. KQEN News Time, 1235.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. We've done a number of programs in the past several weeks regarding the wildfire situation and available help for folks, and we wanted to go a different route in that quest this afternoon. Luis Santos Serrano, Public Information Officer from the Office of Disaster Assistance and the Field Operations Center in the West, joining us from California. Luis, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation and for the opportunity that you're giving us to share this important news to everyone.
You know, we've focused on a lot of local efforts to help people about the work being done by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. But maybe explain for folks how the Small Business Administration can potentially help those impacted by the recent wildfires here in our area.
Sure. The mission of, just to give you, like a brief, the Office of Disaster Assistance from the SBA mission is to provide low-interest disaster loans to businesses of all sizes, private nonprofit organizations, homeowners including, and renters, to repair or replace real estate, personal property, machinery, equipment, inventory, and business assets that have been damaged or destroyed in this wildfire disaster declaration that starts in September 7th of this year, 2020.
And of course, not only here in several areas in Oregon, down there in California, a lot of this going on. I imagine that keeps you folks pretty busy these days.
Yes, the Office of Disaster Assistance, located on Citrus High, California, manage or assist all the West location of the Mississippi River. So you can imagine that we're working right now in Louisiana, multiple hurricane disaster declaration. We are in Iowa, multiple disaster declaration in California, Oregon, and as well, the SBA is helping statewide and the territories with the COVID-19 disaster declaration. So we are in every place at this moment and trying to assist, to share news, and to be as helpful as we can be.
And like a lot of other people during the pandemic, you yourself are working remotely.
Indeed. I was working in California when the COVID-19 pandemic started around March, and we were working remotely around until July, when multiple federal offices needed to, of course, close, trying to, contain this epidemic and helping on those efforts alongside with the state. So definitely we're working, we're teleworking at this, what we call teleworking at this moment.
Wow. So all the help from the Small Business Administration that folks might be looking for here in Southern Oregon is all tied, if I understand, sort of the paperwork trail, if you will, to the disaster declaration. And once that came down, that sort of releases your ability for your agency to help from that end.
Is that correct? After the Office of the Governor requests a disaster declaration to the president, and the president signs this declaration, multiple agencies, including the SBA, can assist all the counties that were declared in that particular disaster declaration. For this one specifically, we have 8 counties declared in Oregon, including Douglas, Clackamas, Jackson, Klamath, Lane, Lincoln, Lynn, and Marion. And usually when there's a presidential disaster declaration, you can apply for disaster assistance for 60 days. when they, of course, signed that disaster declaration. Particularly for this declaration, those 60 days were extended recently to 90 days. So everyone that has been impacted and needs to apply disaster assistance with FEMA, that is one of the leader agencies in the disaster declaration, and the SBA as well, has until December 16, 2020. And I like to point out the date because it's important that if you have been impacted, you should apply for disaster assistance from FEMA. And of course, I encourage you as well to apply for a federal low-interest disaster loan with the SBA, and combine those helps will help you create and generate a faster response, because the mission is to get you back to the day before you were impacted on this disaster declaration. And that's why we want to help you on this.
And I know a lot of people have been kind of moving slow in that direction. We talked to FEMA last week, or maybe a week and a half ago, about the percentage of people that hadn't applied. Somewhere in there, the decision was made to extend it. Of course, one of the things you're dealing with is you've got a number of people who literally lost everything and are trying to get documentation back out of the cloud, possibly, or through insurance providers and things like that. And at the same time, living somewhere else, motel, RV, with friends, whatever. And so it's been a real hard time for folks. Go into detail more about some of these types of loans that are available from the Small Business Administration.
Sure. One thing that you mentioned, and I would like to just point out just for a second on that, is that maybe you have been displaced, in this case, wildfires, your paperwork has been, of course, destroyed, or you are not finding. One clue that I can give you, and it's very useful, is that you should apply even if you don't have all the paperwork, but you're trying to get back to it. You should apply before the deadline, because if one of the federal agencies declines you because of documentations, because they don't have paperwork, you are already in the system. Even though the deadline passed, you can go back and request a reconciliation. In the case of the SBA, if SBA declines and it cannot offer you a loan, but you already applied, right? You apply and SBA was not able to decline, you will have 6 months of the day that you were declined, and you will, of course, verify the reason why, and maybe it was paperwork. So something that you just point out, maybe your has been displaced of your place, it's a very, very, and I will encourage you to even just go apply with FEMA and apply with SBA, and then in the process, we're going to help you fill out all the documents. And to answer your question, and to go specifically to the loans that the Small Business Administration offers, of course, we're talking about loans and what is important in the disaster declaration. Well, we always encourage you to register with FEMA, right, for assistance. And maybe you still need more money to repair or replace this disaster property damage. That's why the federal agency, Small Business Administration, created a program for disaster assistance so they can offer you a low interest disaster loans. We got multiple type of loans. The first one will be business physical disaster loans. If your business were impacted and the wildfires and your, for example, real estate, the inventory, the supplies, the machinery and equipment of your business were impacted by the wildfires, you can apply for a federal low interest disaster loan of up to $2 million, specifically to repair or replace this disaster property damage. In the case of maybe you need working capital money, maybe your business was not impacted specifically by the wildfires, but you're close to the wildfires, and you start losing some business, people are not going to your location, or maybe even the state needed to close your streets because you were in a danger area, and of course you're going to start losing economically the business. So we have another type of loan that is called economic injury disaster loan. And this is specifically only for small businesses and most private nonprofit organizations suffering adverse financial impacts of the disaster. With or without, like I mentioned before, with or without property loss. And this will be up to $2 million for working capital to help pay obligations until normal operations resume. This federal agency is called Small Business Administration, but we have another type of loan. This is the homeowners. For your primary residence, if you have a primary residence, maybe you have multiple residents, but this will be for your primary residence. If it was impacted physically, you can apply up to $200,000 to replace real estate damage. And for the homeowners or even renters, if you don't own a house, but you're renting a house and you were impacted and you need to replace personal property, you can apply up to $40,000 to replace this property. So basically, in resume, we got four types of loans. There is no obligation once you apply. If SBA goes back and offers you that loan, you don't necessarily are obligated to take this offer. And I want to point that out because many people shy away sometimes to even apply for it. And I will encourage you to apply. Let the SBA determine if you're eligible. And if you're eligible and you met all the requirements, then they're going to make you an offer. And you can decide if you want to take the loan or not.
All right, going to take a break. And inside Douglas County, Luis Santos Serrano from the Small Business Administration. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. Inside Douglas County at 1247 from News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson program coming at 1. CBS Audio, America Changed Forever with Gil Gross this afternoon at 4. Keep your radio on. Check 541radio.com, the 541 Radio app, and the KQEN Facebook page. Throughout the weekend, we update information on all our platforms, keeping the news going to you 7 days a week. On Mondays, Inside Douglas County, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhoff for another COVID-19 update. And Luis Santos Serrano with us from the Sacramento area of the U.S. Small Business Administration. Luis, for folks looking at all their options right now, does having or not having insurance tie into any of the aspect of being able to get an SBA loan?
Well, it's very important that if you are repairing your disaster property, that we can prepare in the future for any, of course, other event. So definitely, since this is a loan, SBA may require you to obtain and maintain appropriate insurance. By law, borrowers whose damaged or collateral property is located in a special flood hazard area must purchase and maintain flood insurance. This is just for an example. So definitely, it's important that if you're in an area that you are, of course, in hazard area, definitely SBA may require you to have an insurance.
What about people that maybe decide to start over elsewhere and want to relocate? Is that an option in terms of still getting help?
Yes, this will be determined once you apply and an SBA loss verifier look at your case. But for example, you definitely may use your SBA disaster loan to relocate. The amount of the relocation loan depends on whether you relocate voluntarily or involuntarily. For an example, this type of disasters assistance, this is taxpayers' money, right? And we want to get you to help you get back to the day before you were impacted by the disaster. The purpose of this loan is not to generate or just build some better house or bigger house or to improve your house. This is to repair or replace disaster property damage. So that's why it's important to understand if you need to relocate voluntarily or involuntarily. And who's going to determine that? Once you apply, an SBA loss verifier will determine your condition.
Now, have these programs, these low-interest loans and things, have these been around for a long time? Is this something SBA's been doing for quite a while?
Yes. We have been, I think, around more than 40 years. I started working with the SBA the last few years, and he has been two nonstop disaster year, unfortunately, because we have had so many disasters, and that's not something that, of course, we're looking for to. But yes, this being a program, this is a federal agency. It's a very secure program. And this year specifically, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, it was the first year in the entire history of the agency that it was declared the 50 states and the territories as well at the same time. So definitely this is a very well-known federal agency, and I will always encourage you first, register with FEMA, verify what kind of assistance they can offer you and they can help you, and then apply with the Small Business Administration.
Maybe tell us a little bit more overall about other aspects of what the Small Business Administration does.
And specifically, this is the Small Business Administration Disaster Assistance Office. We have as well other type of offices, like the district office, that are located in each state, the nation, and they help develop, guide, and of course, measure all these small businesses that wants to establish themselves in their located area. And this is specifically the Office of Disaster Assistance is a different office that just works with disaster declarations around the United States.
It's got to be interesting work to be kept busy when there have been so many disasters in recent years. It seems like it's just coming one after another.
It is very unfortunately. That's why every time that we usually, this year is different, right? The pandemic, we're trying to just stay more secure, and the personnel is trying to stay safe. And at the same time, we don't want to fly into a state and then bring all this personnel. And of course, the pandemic can affect all those local people. But definitely, every time there's a disaster declaration, personnel from multiple agencies fly into the state, fly into the counties that were impacted. They open centers. And yes, the last few years, it has been from disaster. This is a nature, right? We cannot control this. But unfortunately, it's interesting. But of course, it's something that I will prefer that in some kind of, you know, the nature gives us some time so all the states and counties that have been impacted recently can recover themselves, because it's been a very difficult time frame for us.
So if people need to get connected and to apply for assistance, give them kind of the website information and the contact information.
Sure. At this moment, we have a virtual disaster recovery center offer, and how you can apply or how you can access in the website, disasterloanassistance.sba.gov. I will repeat again, disasterloanassistance.sba.gov. If you have any inquiry, you maybe were not able to note down the website, you want to fill out the application, and you have some doubts or any doubts that come in, just make sure contact us 800-659-2955.
All right, Luis Santos Serrano from the Small Business Administration, thanks for being on with us this afternoon. 1257 at News Radio 1240, KQEN.
listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.